The Romans had held both halves of the empire together for three major reasons. First, the Romans' willingness to embrace Greek culture had made it easy to rule the Greek-speaking peoples of the empire's eastern half. Two, Augustus's success at fixing the dead Roman Republic and balancing civilian and military power had made the Pax Romana possible. Third, the Romans were just plain lucky. Lucky that no evil empire or marauding barbarians had been knocking down Rome's doors, or to be more precise, Rome's limes. But by Theodosius's death, the Greek and Roman cultures had fused as much as they were going to fuse, and now they were starting to split along religious lines. The Pax Romana now existed only in fits and starts. Finally, the Roman world was beset by dangerous enemies on almost all sides. Neither Arcadius nor Honorius was cut out to rule half of the Roman Empire. Honorius, indeed, was said to be such a dimbulb that Roma to him meant only the name of his pet chicken. Rome had come down quite a bit in other ways, too. It had become more or less a provincial backwater thanks to its distance from the military flashpoints of the Western Empire. Beginning in 402 AD, Honorius would rule the Western Empire from Ravenna, in Italy's far northwest, an isolated garrison town surrounded by marshes and far closer to the Danube and Rhine frontiers. Arcadius, meanwhile, ruled from the growing city of Constantinople, already a military center and fast becoming the cultural center of the Eastern Empire. Both Arcadius and Honorius left the real work of running the empire to German generals and/or trusted confidants. Each was succeeded by a rash of puppet emperors, who were controlled by more of the usual generals and trusted confidants.